Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our second interview. And tonight we have a very, very, very special guest for our profile interview. We've managed to get with us from his precious, precious, precious time. We managed to take about 40 minutes, I hope, from his time. We have Antonio Gutierrez Lopez. He is the CEO of Grupo Invest, one of our strategic partners. And I am so keen to hear the story about the man who started this amazing, amazing project. So Antonio, welcome to What's What, profile interview. We are keen to hear more about Antonio, who he is, and you know, more about you. So.
Bovan, good evening. Thank you very much to invite me to this second meeting. I hope that it will be one of many of them. I really wish and I'm very proud to invest this time together just to try to have just a goal, which is communication. I try to use the social network, your lovely platform. I'm sure that will be very success, and I hope that really you will do, I'm sure, very well. So my goal, thank you very much, is to try to have at the end of this meeting, I try to communicate a little bit more about me, our project, and I try that the people invest the time and don't waste and lose their time. Thank you.
Antonio, can you, I know the first question is always more personal. So can you tell us more about you and about your background and what led you to start Grupo Invest?
Okay, I'm going to try no bore nobody. So basically, I'm going to introduce two important key factors for me. The first one is my Spanish identity, because I born in the north of Spain. I lived and qualified in Madrid, and I came to the coast, which is Alicante and Costa del Sol and Murcia area, in 1997 to live and work. So at the end of the day, I'm a Spaniard, a Spanish person who really, I'm very proud of my country, but I have the mixture between the mentalities of the different regions of Spain. Secondly, about my background, okay, I'm working since I was 15. I'm a home, I'm a self-made person. I have operated in the last 30 years in different fields of different industries that really I do today, which is the legal and fiscal advice, financial areas. I have always been involved in the legalities around property and investments. So I'm operating in this industry since 1997, providing and procuring these areas. So I have my small experience about that. So related Grupo Invest, Grupo Invest is very simply the balance of all my experience and knowledge since I started to work. So Grupo Invest is conceptually my last project, which really is my small baby that really I want to make it grow and develop time to time, day by day basis. But we define Grupo Invest like a real estate and an investment consultancy company. Okay. So just know, are the use normal real estate, which yes, we do the same like any other real estates, but we have some services, in my opinion, new in the market. And what we are developing is a solid structure for advice properly to the people who really goes to the key magic word, which is investment world.
Just for our audience, guys, do you know where he lives? He lives where we want to go in holidays. Yeah.
Okay. I share my time between Madrid, Alicante, and Costa del Sol.
Costa del Sol. Now, obviously, we have influencers. Let's say, who were your biggest influences, who were the biggest influences growing up, and how have they shaped your approach to business? All of us have at certain point had someone who influenced us in a certain way.
Okay, Bogdan, I would like to split in two different areas. Basically, I always was a person that really were looking for new situations. Obviously, the situations in business gives you to win or lose. So this is experience. So basically, my biggest influence was the attitude and the aim to learn. Okay. And focus on everything of your life. It is with the right attitude to resolve, looking for success and the feeling about goal completed. That's the real key factor of my influence, the grow up condition of this. But collaterally to this, obviously I studied in the N80s, early 90s in Madrid, and there were in those days very important business entrepreneurs that really I had the chance to know. To know them, and hello, are you there? So we will need to.
Oh, I am.
Ah, it's because somebody came into the WhatsApp. I'm going to remove WhatsApp. Yes. Are you there?
I am. Yeah.
1 second. Sorry about. So we will need to cut off this part. So basically, I was. So I'm going to reconnect and you will cut off this part. So basically the second part of this is I'm a person who studied in the end of 80s, early 90s, when the companies were different, when internet was not like it is today. So I had influence of different business entrepreneurs that really came at the university and they gave their vision and their experience like. And they were mostly of them over 50. So I look at them with a very big passion about to, as I mentioned to you before, the attitude to learn. So that's the two boxes that really I have been myself, my personal growth, and the influence of people better than me that really I could learn always something.
Now. Because you've already mentioned how being very close to business owners with experience made you and helped you to learn from them, what motivated you to become an entrepreneur? Why an entrepreneur? Why not working for someone?
I tell you why. When I started to share the growth, personal and the business and I started to, it was a young guy in Madrid. I used to work to make my money. I used to educate myself at the university and courses and all this stuff. And I started in a company. I started to work with money. I started to work for learn. But at the end of the day, you asking me for which is the real motivation was when I decided to become to the coast, from Madrid. I saw, an opportunity. I decided to, why not myself? Even I hadn't the experience as business entrepreneur. I didn't have a mentoring. I was working in other companies, but I didn't have somebody that really handled me my hand and says, okay, Antonio, Right. Sit down here together with me, and I will build up to you as business entrepreneur. All has been experience back the experience, which in business is money, and you earn or you lose. So at the end of the day, the motivation was to jump from the Madrid to the coast. That was the real motivation.
That was the real motivation. Now,
yeah,
in each. Entrepreneurial journey. Life, it's not always pink. We have a saying. You also encounter challenges. So what were some of the biggest challenges you faced in the early days of your business? it might be something that will help, young entrepreneurs or people who are on the beginning of their journey.
Basically, at the end of the day, you need to have and build up your own criteria. That is because it develops yourself. So my most important challenges when I was young was looking for personal development of myself to develop my knowledge. And obviously looking for the client service and deserve my commitments. So nothing to be with product, nothing to be with the knowledge about services or because you needed to learn everything, right? But the idea was to have a proper criteria, to be a respectful person, to respect the others, and build up through the knowledge, through the experience, and especially to deserve your commitments. I think that it is crucial in this world we live. Okay.
You mentioned some very strong and powerful words. Respect. No, I mean, seriously, like, respect is one of them. And, you know, from generation to generation, you hear that, oh, this generation lost respect. But you've mentioned it, you know, respect. And that brings me to the next question I have for you. What are the core values that your business stands for? You can't have respect without values.
Okay, Bogdan, I have many, okay, but I would like to summarize the following ones, okay? If we ask for anyone, what is a company? Which is a company? To me, at the back of my experience, a company are four things, okay? And the four things must be integrated and connected like Meccano, in terms of that at the end of the day, the sound of the company is nice, which is one idea. This idea can be new or not, but if there is an adaptation of an existing idea, is a new idea. The second thing is, I have an idea, but a lot of people have ideas. But the problem is how they pull down the idea to the earth. That's complicated. It's not easy. There is a lot of people talking, but the difference between the ideas world and the real fat world is big. So for that, you need a business model. A business model is the pragmatic concept of the idea. I want to do this idea, but I want to do in this way, with this final end service or product. But for that, you need another thing, foundation, okay? Which is a business management process. What's happening? You have a good business model, but you do not manage your business model. You will go to the, at the end, bankruptcy. Okay? Yes or yes? And the final end factor, and I leave this for the end, is the people. But the people know in the concept that normally the life has been taken in the last decades. A worker, go to the seat, to the chair, open my laptop, work. No, it's the add value to the organization of every individual. That's the big difference in the new challenges that we have in this 2020 decade and in 2030. Right now, we know IA, we know the digitalization of everything, but I'm still being that the big difference in the organizations could be the add value of every person, of every minute of their work time. Looking for the efficiency, looking for the, that's the big difference between the companies at the end, like in the nature, who keep alive, the stronger. What, who can make the difference? The add value of the people. So that's one of them. Second, okay, the just price of the work that I do. It means, it is implies an indispensable feeling when you do something in the life. Looking for the motivation. Motivation. That means, and at the back of the motivation, the passion for the excellence. And I'm going to summarize. If I invite Bogdan to do a very hard work on the road, and my contract is 10,000 euros, and I say, Bogdan, you are a good fella, I pay you 10 euros every day for 30 days and you will make 300 euros. And at the end of the month, you will say, Antonio, you are a good fella, but tomorrow is going to work your family, for not saying other words. So at the end of the day, it's necessary in the social, in the business, look for the balance in the just price. What means the just price? Means I'm motivated what the work I do, I'm motivated with the money and the profit I receive. That balance is difficult always, because it's absolutely wasting of time to turn and turn and turn people all the time. No, it's necessary to do a few steps back and start from every person to discuss where is the just price. The just price implies the motivation. The motivation implies the efficiency, okay? And the efficiency and the motivation grow up the people to a passion looking for the excellence. Because at the end of the day, we need to do all what we do in our lives. We need to look for the passion to do it. It's an extra kerosene in our beings when we grow up every morning, right? Last one, that you are going to think that this is stupid, but I'm a man that only follow this sentence, which is small steps, big steps. If you want to do a bigger step in a goal of your life, you need to focus firstly in the small steps. The link of the most steps give you the biggest step. And it is another problem of the people today with their goals and their objectives and their targets. I want to go to the moon, which is the size of your ladder. No, that's 1 meter, but I want to go to the moon. I'm frustrated in 1 second. So that's very important. I'm a man that really, I'm in the earth and I look for the smallest steps into a big road or a motorway, looking for a bigger step. So that should be the summary, Bogdan, about the three important arguments I put every day in the morning.
I have to confess something. Like the last one, the last argument you just described, I had to learn it in a hard way.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, as you know, there are two kinds of people who really learn from their mistakes, and the other ones who really don't do. So we are going to make mistakes every day because we do action. The problem is don't do action. If you don't do action, you don't make mistakes.
For the little steps, you need patience. You know, sometimes I'm losing my patience too quick, you know, but I can tell you something and this is like resonates, like everything you said resonated with me on my early journey. You know, my 10 years, my 10 years dream to do everything in 6 months. What I learned is if you take small steps and if you take them properly, when the big step comes, you are going to be ready to take the jump.
It's a retrofeedback of you.
Yeah.
Small step, which a small goal completed, makes you success in that very moment. It grows up you. The next step, a little bit bigger, makes you success again. So it grows you. So you are much more. It's like in the people who makes any other activity in the life, like the sportive people who prepare to the Olympic Games. They are 4 years to earn 1 second or half second, which give them the gold medal, the silver medal, the bronze medal. Look at the small steps of these people every day. So they are an example to follow. So small steps is an important, small steps, bigger steps is necessary in the life, because we receive too much and no good always influence about who you must be, how do you must be, what do you do. No, let me to think myself. Thank you. I decide by myself.
With achieving your goals and
yes,
taking step by step your plan and put that plan into action, where do you see Grupo Invest in the next 5 years? I don't like 5 years. 5 years, it's but anyways, where do you see Grupo Inves in the next 5 years?
Okay, basically, never is late, Bogdan, because there are success people that really started very old. And we have the history with many examples, okay? I remember this guy, the IKEA guy, or I remember some examples that really have.
Yeah.
So the question is the time factor about the next 5 years. I think that you have your vision clear, right? Your planning prepared and the stages focus in the clear goals, right? Even they are 5 years. So right now we have the Grupo Invest Challenge with 53 years old. I am, okay. The vision, Bogdan, must be clear, especially about the time factor investment. So in summary, 5 years time are a large number of days, much, much many larger of hours and minutes and seconds. So the thing is, as I said, to have clear your vision, your goal, how to do it, how to cut off the time frames of your goals. Obviously, not always you achieve what you want when you want. So be prepared to pull down and stand up again every day, every moment. And my idea is to complete the project that I have in my mind, okay? Which really I'm doing day by day basis. So my idea is that Grupo Invest will intend to be a smart company that really is looking for their goals, which there are many of them. So maybe we can have approach other times and other moments and maybe in this conversation to talk about.
I know the products because I'm very interested to use some of the
services
Grupo and services Grupo Invest already has, because I think it's a unique product as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And now that impacted me, right? But now what impact do you hope your business will have in the community and on the industry you are in?
Okay. Basically, effects like, okay, if I emphasize the client vision, I'm a client all the time, I'm a customer every day for many time moments, and I see, okay, that's not good, that's not like me. So the structure, the skelet of my goals at the back of the process of the business plan and the business management and all that we have mentioned is especially more secure and safe condition to the customers in this industry, okay, which is the property industry, investment industry. Reduce the threat condition about the property or investment in Spain. I have traveled a lot to UK, a lot to Ireland, a lot to other different countries. And be honest with you, there are some information which is correct. There are some other information which is incorrect. And it creates a very bad opinion about things that really are fixed, are regulated, are secure, are clear. What is the problem? It is the second part of my answer to you for this. I will intend to do, obviously, looking for an educational courses program to people. I do not mind if they are clients or they are any kind of networking relationship. Because people, and I think that you will be with me in this analysis, people with more information makes better decisions, right? And they mediate is to elude, and I want to be extremely clear and transparent with this, and avoid the toxic professionals, right? Which only influence on the emotional side and not under the professional arguments. I have 30 years experience on this. So you have qualified, you have your experience, you know all what, but somebody, some night in a bar, intends to influence a client about their decision and investment on buying a property because they have the same mentality, or they know they are from the same country, and or because they right now from the night to the morning they know everything about the country. I should not never go to a barman working in a bar in London, and I should say, okay, from tomorrow morning I put my future, my money, my patrimonio, my investment decisions in your hands because you are Spanish. Okay? So it is a clear advice to people. Many of the problems caused in this industry are based on the abuse of the emotional influence to people. The problem is that in Spain, this property business is not regulated now. It was, not now, but it will be. So obviously, when you are playing with the savings of the people, with the emotional decisions about to change their lives, to change their future, to change their child's or children's future, it must be more serious the way that the advice is produced. The only responsible for this is the Spanish government at the moment. But I hope, I cross my fingers that no taking long, because the regions are starting to do. To advise a property will cause consequences to all the people that really comes one night and the day after they start a real estate business. As simple as it is. The second impact, so the first one is security, okay? Security and education. The second thing is to save time and money, because I know if I achieve this to people, they will come with me. So one, as you mentioned, any of our services are looking for the combination of to save time and money, okay? I'm interested who comes to meet me and say, okay, through my service, I save you time and money. And I say, okay, I listen to you. And to give and deserve every single day, a better service. So you never stop to improve your service to a client. That's a big, big, big goal for me.
2024, one of the most and the bigger challenges are time. Now, people, they don't have time. Like, I mean, if you'll have someone to deal with all the legal stuff for you, would you use it or would you prefer to lose your time and do it? I would prefer to have somebody who is a professional and who knows what he's doing to do it in behalf of me, you know?
We are in a global world, so we have many opportunities. The idea is that I would like to be with people that really think about me as customer, looking for to save my time and to save my money. And make me and gives me security on my decisions, right? And I try to improve every single day a better service for me. I'm loyal to this concept of the business now and in the future.
When it comes to the culture of the company and the leadership, now obviously I'm going to ask you some interesting questions, I would say. When it comes to Antonio's leadership style, it's one thing when you speak about yourself and it's another thing when somebody else speaks about yourself. But I like this question because sometimes you have leaders and they don't know their styles or they are not aware of their gaps in leadership or, you know, where they need help or something like that. So the question I have for you is, how would you describe your leadership style? And I'll add the second one, how it evolved as your business has grown or how it evolved on the same time as you as a leader grew.
Okay, that's a very, very complicated question. And this is the four books of the add value to the people. So basically very simple, and we can develop as the depth condition you want. My idea is to show the example, to practice the example with example, and to teach with example, and work very hard, and fixing the goals in the time, and to make every person grow, okay? And finally, to balance with the human being relationship. So in other words, is when you ask me for as leadership, a leader is a leader of a team. So that's kicking question, that's kicking concept. It's so crucial, team concept. I always say, like, when you work with people and you don't have a leadership and you don't have a plan and you don't have a clear vision of the human resources goals, you have a Frankenstein. Right? You have an arm here moving, another arm, other arm. So the question is, I look for, firstly, to have a plan. And my plan could be, half time in every person plan life. So I cannot try to attract you and say, Bogdan, you are very good. I want to work with you. I have these conditions. I have everything for you. But the only key which open the gate to your mind is that you have a time life for your plan with me. So in other words, if you don't have time for nothing, how we are going to collaborate or work together? So I need to go into your life plan, right? In that case, we will be able to start to build together. So the second is to have a plan for you. It means checking, and it is a quality of the leadership, to check about you, which is your best skills. Maybe you are the best one doing many things that studying you and adapting you to this industry will give you a new skills working in this property or investment industry. So one important objective of the leadership is to check the better skills of everyone and I try to adapt those skills to the best job that person can do. Because everyone, we are different, sorry, and everyone, we are a world, okay? It's like you say, Messi, the soccer, the footballer, say, okay, you need to be the best defense in the world. No, but this guy was the best one being a forward. No? It's the coach concept, which is very important. So I have a plan, proposing you a plan. So time, goal. My idea is that everyone, if we go to in a business relationship or in a personal relationship, you need at least a period of time where really you must develop the goals together. To me, are 2 years. What means that to design a twin plan for 2 years' time, basic in realistic arguments. A lot of people are frustrated, no, in the job because they are looking for invisible goals or impossible pathways to achieve them. No, my leadership condition is to take you during 2 years and design the pathway and the stops on the way to be successful together. That's, I think, that you need to put the goals in the time. And it is the basically my vision about to make the people grow and I grow with the people because every person is going to learn you always. So that's a mutual symbiosis, you know, but the action from the leader must be to check, to analyze the skills and try to obtain the best of that person and give the best, your best to that person, to every person. Okay.
Do you know what was a blowing mind for me when I came to Ireland? I worked with, like you mentioned at the beginning, about the leadership tree example. So when I came to Ireland, I came for a culture where the leader is like a dictator, right? So he dictates what everybody has to do, even if he's not the expert in that area. You know what I mean? So when I came to Ireland, I had the privilege to work with an old man in construction industry. So I worked as a carpenter in Ireland when I came in 2007. And my boss, he was 70 years old, 70. At 5:30 in the morning, he was on the construction site with his hammer in his hand, and he was working with us, like, you know, and I've learned so much from him. And I've learned some principles about leadership that I was able to apply afterwards in my entrepreneurial journey. So I think it's vital for leaders or for managers or whoever it's in the management position, in the leadership position, to understand that leading by example, it's vital for the growth of that business and for the growth of the employees, you know, that are going to watch them. And they will say, okay, I want to be like him, or, you know, I want to follow him. But if that power of example is not there, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I was listening to you, and you have mentioned a word, which is employees. Employees is an imposition from the system. An employee pays taxes to the government, and an entrepreneur pays taxes to the government. Why not we create a relationship between us based on the mutual motivation between us? Why not we build up our individual plan together? Why not we introduce in that plan our best skills to design the best plan for a mutual benefit over the time? Collaterally to this, okay, is the system. The system that really says, okay, Bogdan, you are employee right now, you are going to pay this. Okay, Anthony, you are a business. So at the end of the day, we need to go back to the human being relationship to base the business and professional relationship with, obviously, the business parameters, because at the end of the day, what we are talking in a company is money, right? Maximize the profit and maximize the resources. But that's it. Example, I was mentioning you before, example, practice the example and educate, practice the example and educate. So only like the tree, the apples will pull down themselves, you know? Newton theory.
Newton theory. We were mentioning the employees. Now, when it comes to choose, to building your team and to choose the people you want to work with, what qualities do you look for in the team members? You'll know easily if it's a synergy between you and the person you are going to have in your office for who knows how many years.
I'm going to summarize, because obviously it depends on the role and depends on the blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to say something. Nowadays, Bogdan, there is a very interesting sentence which says, who does not control himself or herself does not control nothing. So in the world that we live, I think that we are fully of stress, fully of pressure, fully of, is like, I always put an example to my people, which is, it's like you go and invited to a circus and your activity is going to be the Chinese plates, right? So you say, okay, Bogdan, please go to the center. Okay, you are going to do the Chinese plates. And I said, okay, first day, Bogdan, take this plate. Okay, this plate is plastic. And please, the goal is don't fall out. Don't pull out the plate. Antonio, that's very simple. I have two hands. Okay, I have a plate. So, bam, 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 bam. But the day two, we go in geometric progress. So you have two plates, right? And I say, Bogdan, the goal is no plates can pull down, okay? Not the, that's going to be a problem. No problem, Antonio. The two plates are going to be moved. I have two hands, two arms. I can give the day three, four plates, geometric. Okay, plastic, the four plates. No problem, I can do the, okay. Day four, eight. Day five, 16. Day six, 32. And in the day five, I say, Bogdan, you have now ceramic plates. Okay, so ceramic is more important. I tried avoid the pull down of the ceramic plate. And says, okay. Oh, day six, 32 plates. And you have a Chinese porcelain plate. That's the main important one. It costs 1,000 euros. So at the end of the day, if you don't control yourself, you will be impossible to control, because you need to have skills like be able to describe which is the most important and more urgent, which is the, you need to make decisions, right? not all the plates are important, are the same. So you need to have the control of yourself to control the situation based on criteria arguments to make decisions. And all of them, believe me or not, as much pressure, more calm. So at the end of the day, the calm is a consequence of somebody who really have a control of them, a control of himself, a control of herself, which is a consequence of to have a vision of the life where you work on you. You work on the beginning of the history of the centuries, which is the center of the universe you are. No, I'm in this life because I want Bogdan that you make me happy. What? Who feels the happiness condition? Bogdan for me or myself? So at the end of the day, when you talk about what I look for in people, especially I look for the capacity to filter themselves about the control of them of themselves. Secondly is the calm, about even the pressure is over you. And third, education. With education, we can go so far. With education, we can be killing ourselves to the end of our lives, but we will have a smile saying this together, each other. So these three key factors in an organization are, you remember we say an idea, a business plan, business management, and the people. This value condition of the people is crucial, in my opinion. What's happened in a Burger King, that we have the nervous guy with the other guy with nothing works. So you need to follow people. You need to be with people that really have these skills to move the plates, right? So that's, we have many others, but to me, these are the most important ones, these three.
You mentioned a while ago that you started in 1997 when no internet was there, or it was on the early beginnings. On the early days, no phones. Well, we had the landlines, but the mobiles were just starting to kick off, the old mobiles. So now, how do you adapt to the changes in the market and in the industry?
The best as I can. So basically, I'm a very passionate of the nature, right? And you have all the answers in the nature. How the animals adapt. Why the tiger of the snow has this feeling, and the tiger of the... So at the end of the day, you need to invest part of your time looking for what is happening around you. But if you want to make sure that really your decisions in your business, even you are doing at the back of the boat, is check two things: what the client likes, and check the survey of the service that the client received. So always focus on the client. So the adaptation is, the adaptation of the companies comes mostly of the times, no, when we talk about other strategic sectors, right? But when we talk about services or products on the natural, normal, daily basis, human being, customer condition is based on what the client decides. So the companies adapt to the client decision. So the companies who have the vision, and we have few examples, right? Okay, the Chupa Chups. So at the end of the day, the adaptation is crucial. You are not going to keep alive. And secondly, focus on the adaptation is like the smoke. When the Indians were on the west, on the far west, where is the smoke? Where the client goes on their decisions. Today it's quite complicated because there is an oversupply of many industries, right? Or an oversupply.
Can you share an example of a significant innovation that come from from your team, or I don't know what the process was like.
Okay, I always reply with this. Okay, what is the difference between what is under the limit of my hand, my fingers, is my strategy. I can monitor it and control. What's happened over my fingers? This can be under my control or not. This depends on other key factors. So, obviously, it is a little bit part of my Grupo Invest strategy. We will deserve in the market a service, a new service that really somebody in Moscow 5 years ago, I used to go quite frequently to Russia, said to me, okay, Antonio, and this person was the CIO of a very large investment and estate agent international consultant company. And I said, okay, that's a very interesting service that really, when you launch in the market, I'm sure if you do properly and correctly, that it will be a very success. So it will be next times, because I have been cooking in the kitchen over the time, and I hope that really we will be a part of the nominee of our company where people recognize this service, which is the first free service to sell your property on distance without any costing for you. We will talk on the marketing. When we prepare the proper marketing, we will launch in the market. That you are, we are right now. Our company is a company with a large kitchen and a small salon.
A large kitchen. When it comes to you, how do you manage the work-life balance? Now I'm telling you, you live in a you live where we want to go.
We're invited to come.
So how do you manage to, I don't know, find that balance between work and your passions and your hobbies?
Okay, there is a paradoxic argument about this. When you are young, you want to work to make money. When you are mature and you have your stable life, you want the money to earn your time. Right?
Yes.
So, and over the years, with the experiences that I have in different countries, working in other countries, that really I worked like in Brazil, and okay, I have traveled for many reasons, personal reasons or business reasons. But at the end of the day, you go back to the origins, okay? The small things are the things that really gives you the most happiness, balance, okay, return. So somebody said over 2,000 years ago that mens sana in corpore sano. So I do not understand the life when you are introducing in your head, you are killing your head. You are killing your integrity with a lot of toxics. I respect everyone, but basically, to me, as an example, mens sana in corpore sano. Roma built up their civilization based on one of these sentences, right? Obviously, I born in the north of Spain, so to me, the sea is crucial in my life. I think that there is no nothing, or there is one of the best things to do when you are over, which is to go and look at the sea. Because the sea never is exactly the same.
Yeah.
The waves, due to the wind, due to the weather, due to the color, due to... So to me, the sea is an attraction that really takes to me over when I was a child. I like to swim always. I did a lot of swimming. So the music, especially the classic, keep calm your soul. Try to work. The classic music has an influence about your soul. It brings you to a most elevated positions of your head and your mind. Family, top one. Family is the top. Okay. I think that a lot of people will share this. Artist, which is to the capacity of artist. I like the artist. I like the paints. I like the sculptures. I like, because somebody, sometimes somebody, I was in a meeting and somebody said, oh, I have been in a museum and I have seen this picture from, I remember an artist, which was a New Age. And it was a picture with two cross, right? Black and white. And I said, oh, that's a fantastic artist, fantastic picture. And I said, so sorry. We are now in a degree related the artist's condition. The artist, it define itself like the capacity of an action to wake up emotion, right? We are in agreement with this concept. But the second one is the most important one. You can be trying to paint Las Meninas from Goya, the painter, 1,000 of times, 1,000,000 of times, and you will never ever will paint him like the first one. That's the difference. The capacity to make something different is from a natural capacity. So I like the artist in all and the history and the archaeology. So all that really puts the human being condition in a high level, in a different level than others. That's a very attractive to me, because we can write mail 11,000,000,000 or whatever we are in the artist. Travel, the best money invest to me in my life always was to travel. It cleans your soul. Any travel, but travel. It gives you, it elevates. It's when you come back, you are different, okay? For a few days. And I invite people especially to visit Africa. Even now, that is quite dangerous. But decades ago, that was not so. And the friends. But related to the friendly, you need to spend time with friends. But obviously, when you have goals, when you need to invest time on you or what you are doing, that is a bill that you pay sometimes. But the friends always are there. So you are 10 years without to talk a friend. You call him and say, hello, fella, how are you? Even you had not talked to each other 10 years ago.
That's one of the biggest challenges, you know, with friends, because sometimes they don't understand what you are trying to build, or they don't understand, you know, because they are not into it. Maybe if they are entrepreneurs, maybe it's going to be a little bit easier, you know, to speak, to keep a relationship, put it this way. But sometimes if you are really, really focused to achieve your goals, that's definitely one of the bills you have to pay.
That's true. That's real.
You have to choose how do you spend your time. And between family and friends, obviously family comes first.
Absolutely agree.
Now, we have just a few questions left. One of them is in regards of the most fulfilling aspect of running your business. Like you already said, you already touched a little bit this subject earlier on. Like you said, when you start your journey, or when you are younger, you are doing it for money. But now, you said you are 53 years old. What is the most fulfilling aspect of the business?
I'm going to answer your program with a metaphor, an analogy. Okay, there are people in this world where when they wake up. They wake up, it's like Marmot's day, you know, the movie, the film, no? It's in the morning and every day is the same. And so there are people that in their veins, they have diesel, petrol, 97 petrol, or people who have kerosene. Kerosene is the attitude about the life. So to me, the most important, and it is something that really I feel every day when I wake up, is the motion of every day, the to complete the iceberg climb process that you are taking with you yourself, with your small ice eggs, right? So the idea is the motivation, right? The motivation at the end of the day is what really is the big difference to the progress of the any goals or any aims you have. motivation. So I'm a lucky person in that, because I'm in the opposite side of the reflection. We are ephemeral, so we are nothing. So we can have this chat in tomorrow. We'll say, okay, he, Antonio, passed over last night, or both passed over last night. So understand the life properly. The life is a present. You have a time. You don't know how long, how much. So why spend your limited time of your life, sorry, in stupid things? Why not? Because the life is natural. So at the end of the day, I was an sportive man, and you need to live every season of your life. It's summer, it's spring, it's summer, it's autumn and winter. So I try to do in winter what winter allows you. I try to do in autumn of your life, I mean. So
yeah,
is that you need to, in this autumn part of my life, I can do things that never I used no must do when I was in the spring, when I was young. And at the end of the day, all the circuit is driving to growth every day. If you have clear this thinking mind, you will never feel bad in your life. You will not mind to have birthday another year and another year, because you always will have goals. I think that the big difference between be happy or not and complete your goals, and even many goals you will never complete, is the attitude, the motivation, the continuing feeling about to grow, about to, and understand the life, because the life is like this. So today we are, tomorrow we are not. So when we are in that balance, in that red light balance, so we need to do our best. We need to be the best with us, with the rest of the people. So it drives you to another analysis about your position, about what you look for, the people, your business. So at the end of the day, business is a reflection of you if you are in business.
Your journey, if mm-hmm. you never failed, you are a very lucky person. But usually, as entrepreneurs, well, I don't like the word fail. I don't fail. I learn, put it this way. Can you share one of your experiences on, I don't know, on something that went bad or not as expected, and what did you learn from that situation?
I'm going to share with you something. There are many movies in the global crisis and property crisis, the subprimes in USA, blah, 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 that there are a lot of information about. I was in Spain. I was living that. The learning was that the economy are cycles, up and down, up and down. And I take away what really was always up, 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 and then goes down. So I lived this. I was there. I fought, right? And I'm here.
If it would be to give a precious advice to an entrepreneur who is at the beginning of his journey, what would be the advice you would give?
That question is a big question. Basically, I think that at the end of the day, everyone meets everyone at the front of the mirror. So you must be young, you must make mistakes. Don't believe in you. And if you fault, rebuild yourself and to believe in you again. And then you are fooled again that you will do, because at the end of the day, all of us, we make mistakes. It's normal. The problem is that there are fear atmospheres that really say us that if you get wrong, you are no good, or you will not deserve, or you will not be success because you need to have tattoos and a Ferrari. So you need to create your own criteria, build up your own personality, have criteria about yes, about no, have criteria to think which is the best for you, what you really you want. And when you have cleared this, non-stop a second to focus in order to achieve your goal, your goals based on yourself. What you have is you. And there is another sentence about this, Bogdan. There is a sentence that really is very real, but very clear about life. Don't expect nothing from nobody. Just expect everything from you. That's it.
Now, this is a wise, a very, very wise saying. Very wise. So I hope the entrepreneurs and the business owners or the managers who are at the beginning of their journey listened. They will listen and they will take this very valuable advice. Like
and excuse me to interrupt you. And if you do not take, the life will show them.
Well,
at like the back of mistakes, at the back of mistakes.
Like I said, like
more
I
mistakes said. You do, more benefits about your mistakes will do in experience. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't you are going to make it anyway.
And the last thing for tonight, well, it's evening time, it's not night yet. The last question I have for you, Antonio, now this is a deep one, because it's when we make business, it's not only about money. But it is about money in a way or another, because you want to have financial freedom. Otherwise, you know, you will take a job. But it's not only about that. Usually it is to build a legacy, to build something that will help the community, will help others. So what do you what is the legacy you want to leave?
The answer to that question, Bogdan, is very quickly. I'm Phil Young, even I'm the years old. So to me it's very soon to talk about my legacy. Ask me this question in the next 10 years. And I will say, probably Bogdan is too soon about to talk about my legacy. My legacy will be who others think about me. I think that the other people need to talk about you, and because all that we talk about ourselves is pure vanity, you know. So I prefer that other people answer that question in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years, anytime that God gives me, God bless. Okay.
Antonio, thank you very, very much for taking your time and to share some valuable information about you, about Grupo Invest. Thank you for all the wise advices, and I really, really hope that whoever is going to listen to this interview has something to learn, has something to take, and something to apply in their business journey and in their lives. Thank you very, very much, Antonio.
Bogdan, thanks to you to give me the opportunity to have this very attractive, interesting, and personal chat that really I enjoy a lot. So thanks to you.
Thank you. Guys, I see you next month with the next interview. As I always say, I don't have a clue who is going to be our next guest. I have a plan. But what I'm looking for is to bring people who have real value to share. Thank you, guys. See you next time.